Like Gautier, he was one for whom the visible world existed. And certainly, to him, life itself was the first, the greatest of the arts, and for it all the other arts seemed to be but a preparation. Fashion, by which what is really fantastic becomes for a moment universal, and dandyism, which in its own way is an attempt to assert the absolute modernity of beauty, had of course their fascination for him. His mode of dressing and the particular styles that from time to time he affected had their marked influence on the young exquisites of the Mayfair balls and Pall Mall club windows, who copied him in everything that he did,